אשתו יהודה דצ'אבי, רבי יוסי חזן.
Everyone knows that just like the Gimel Regolim are connected to the three Ovis HaKadoshim, Al Deres HaChanukah and Sfarim HaKadoshim is Rechuvin connected to Yosef HaTzadik. Chanukah, we pass in Moisev HaElich, Lashon Yosef. As the Megalamukas famously says, that the Gematria of Yosef is Gematria Antiochus, which is Gematria Melech Yovam, Zelu Umazeh. And therefore, the Avonim said, Chazal tell us that Kisvu Lachem al Keren Hashoyer. What is the Keren Hashoyer? By Yosef HaSadik it says, Bechor Shoyerai Hodoloi V'Karnei Re'im Karnav. Right? In other words, the Kavona of the Tumah of Yovan was to be Mafrid B'nei Yisrael from the Kedusha of Yosef. And this, by the way, Derech Agav is the famous Smichus in the Gemara Shabbos, Tavchuf Beis, Tumah Moris of Reb Tanchum. First it says, a mimer that the Nechanukah can't be higher than Estrim Amos, just like Sukkah and Amovi. Another mimer from Tanchum, the Vaboyer Reik, might as well say Vaboyer Reik, in Boimayim, in Machinema, by Reik, in Yedeish, in Boimayim, El Amayim, in Boyav, on the Choshim, Vakravim, Yeshbar. What is the connection between the two? Because Yosef was Shoilet Be'enot, because very Kedushas Yosef, right? Al Ben Peres, Yosef Ben Peres, Ali Ayin, Oile Ayin. And Chazal tell us that someone who shalit in his eyes, etc., then even the Nechashim Vakravim have no shlita on him. Which is the same idea of the Gzeres Yovin, the Lashon of Chazal is Shechshichu Eineyem Shel Yisrael, the Gzeres Yovin. They try to darken, to take away the light, the oyer, from the eyes of the Jewish people. And when Klal Yisrael, we're Zoyche, Rak Be'einecha Sabit, Vishilu Masur Shor and Tira, and therefore Chanukah, it says in Sforim, but they say this, but the Akdoma to my Akdoma, Chanukah is a tikkun for the Bechinas of Meinayim. The Imre Chaim, the Vishnu Rebbe says, the Yevoni Nikpetu Alai is Rosh Hitei Mislub Afreya Ayin. Therefore, Shor, Karen Shor, is also a Lashon of Haboto, B'nai Saad Ali, Shor is Archi Taichis. Therefore, uniquely amongst all the other mitzvahs of Torah, the Rabbanon, there's a bracha on the Roya, HaRoya Ner Chanukah Mevorach Shosodisim. Where else do you find? Because Chanukah is a tikkun for the eyes, and that's Bevchinas Yosef, as the Gemara famously says in Megillah, in Ben Shilo Yushalayim, Shilo, you can eat Kosh and Kalam, Aisashani, Becholan Roya, and Yushalayim is the Snim and Akalai. What is the reason, says the Gemara in Zvachim, Dafkuf Yudches, of Ravok, it says, Ben Peres, Yosef, Ben Peres, Ali Ayin, Ayin, Shilirot, Zodim, Vlehenes, Midova, Shani, Shaloi, Tizbach, Vetechel, Kamalai, Yosef is the eyes. And therefore, we say by the nearest Chanukah, which is Bechinas Yosef, Eilon Rishus Lishtamish Bohem Elal Leroysom Bilvod. It's brought in Sfarim HaKadoshim that just by Tzadikim and a minute they would gaze in the Menorah, in the Lichtlach, and that's Mevatel a person of every Dovara. It's brought in the Alexander Rebbe brings in Yismach Yisrael. The Eilon Rishus Lishtamish Bohem Elal Leroysom Bilvod. That by looking at the Kedusha of the nearest Chanukah, a person realizes no inyanim of Rishus. With his chushim, it all has to be used for kedusha, etc., etc., etc. And therefore, I see that Derech Agav, the first words when this is galus of Yosef to his brothers, Ani Yosef ha'oida v'chai, Ani Yosef ha'oida v'chai, is gimachi ner Chanukah makoil, which is also the reason why Chanukah b'milui says the Tisker Magid is gimachi a gal keser, the gili of the highest level of keser. Al Derech Yosef atadik is called Sofnas poneach. Sofnas is gimachia keser, poneach is gimachia Oyer imakoil, that Yosef is megala, that oyer which is gonuz, and oyer which is safun, and whatever, that which is hidden, Yosef is able to megala in the world. And therefore, the pasuk says in the Nevuah of Zechariah, oyrarti vonayich siyen al bonayich yovan. Remember, the pasuk clearly says, the antithesis, the nemesis, the opposite of bonayich yovan is bonayich siyen. Siyen, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Siyen is Gimashri 156, Gimashri Yosef. Yosef is the nemesis, the opposite of yovan. And there's millions of rayas, but that's what I'm talking about today. And therefore, since Yosef is b'chinas Chanukah, Yosef ha'ilach, therefore, the parshiyos that we always read, b'smichas on Chanukah, b'smichas Chanukah, is always dealing with Yosef HaTzadik. Okay, let me just say a hakdom. You want to know what the essence of something is? Look at the first pasuk. The pasuk starts off this week's parasha of Vayehi Miketz. Says the Medrash in what parasha? In Medrash, you're not going to be a genius. Parasha Peites, because Peites is Gematria Chanukah. Wait, remember? Okay, everything. So the Medrash Rabbah, the Brachos Rabbah says Vayehi Miketz Nasayin Yomim. Right? Hadol Dechsiv. This is connected to the pasuk. Keitz Sam Lachoshech. What is that going to do with anything? Says the Bar Neverov in Chamratova Meiridi Gavort. There's a pasuk which says in Tilim, Tzoyfer Rasha La Tzaddik Umavak Yishlamis. The Rasha is like gunning. He's staking out the Tzaddik. He wants to kill him. Or Hashem Le'yazvenu Biyodei. What's shot here? In the alphabet, in the Aleph Beis, there are three letters next to each other. Tzaddik. After a Tzaddik is a Kuf. After a Kuf is a Resh. Tzaddik stands for Tzaddik. Resh, you don't got to be a genius to work out, stands for Rosh. If the Tzaddik with the Rosh would be together, then you get the word Tsar. It's a bitter. It's a time of Tzor. Tzoyfer Rosh la Tzaddik umavakish la misoy. But the Kuf, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiddusha, Le'yazvenu, it separates between the Tzaddik and the Resh. Okay. Who is called the Rosh on Chanukah? You just said it in Davening, like 20 times already. Malchus Yavon Risho. The Rivonim are called Rishoyim. Why are they called Rishoyim? Because Russia, it says in Sforim, whatever, Russia is Gematria Nochosh Riv. Nochosh, the serpent, which is the source of all Gullius and Tsaris. Riv, Reish Yud Beis. We've discussed this countless times, that Riv, the klipa of Riv, is the source of Shichu. Remember, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, instead of Hachoydash as Elohim, he forgot. And he said, Hacheresh Hoyalibam, the mistaken letters was Riv. Whatever, the whole, I've said countless Torahs on Riv, right? What did Yovan want to do? Lashkicham Teresechem. So it's Nochosh and Riv, by the way, in the prophecy of Daniel. Which metal corresponds to Yovan? The four metals, hello? Nechoshes. Nechash and Nechosh. Hello, you know. Azus, yeah? So Nochosh Riv is the Rosh. And this Rosh Yovan, Malchus Yovan Arisho, wants to attack the Tzaddik. Right? Therefore we said, when they want Lashkicham Teresecha, what did the Eibush do? Rafta es Rivam. The Eibush mevatel this klipa of Riv, right? Which, by the way, the Gemara in Shabbos famously says, Chloikis, but we paskin. The bottom line is, the mezuzah is b'yamin, and the chanuk is b'smol. What does mezuzah got to do with Riv? Anyone remember? I've said this like 1,000 times. Were the letters outside the other side of Hashem, the Kenu Hashem? Chav Vav, Zayin Vav, yeah, which is Gematria, Reish Yud Gimel, 213, vanquishes 212. Hello, that's the idea of Mezuzah. Do you know what year was the Milchama, the Nitzochen, the Ness of Chanukah, after Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Take a guess. Reish Yud Gimel. Say it right there. Because both the mezuzah and the Nes Chanukah are connected, one on the right, one left, which I've had the time, I'll explain to you, but I don't got the time, just trust me. Right? So we say, the Eibishter amadit lohem be'eis sarosum, when the Reish of the Rosh of Malchus Yom Rishah wanted to attack the Tzaddik, the Kedusha, which is the Chanukah Kedusha, the Eibishter is Kuf, Kedusha. By the way, what does Kuf got to do with Kedusha besides? How would you spell out the letter Kuf? Kuf is a one letter, but how would you spell it out B'milui? Which is 186? What's 186 in Judaism? You ever say the word Hamokim? The Ebrish is called Hamokim. Why is the Ebrish called Hamokim? I must have said this like... Because it's what? I know, that's what the Gemara said, but what's the Cheshman? Why, whatever. What's the Gematria of Hamokim? Hamokim. What's 186?
With the Kuf.
Kuf, wow. It's Havaya Bahakor, no? Yud times Yud is 10 times 10 is 100. K times K is 25. Hello. 25 and 2 Ks. And 1 Vav times Vav is 36. How much is 100? 25, 36, and 25. What do you got? 106. Which is Gematria Mokoim. That's why another name for the Abishur is Hamokoim. Which is the idea of Kuf. Letter Kuf. So the Kuf stands between the Tzaddik and the Rosho. And brings right. Hello. Yes. Therefore, Kuf is also Gematria Pach. Which is the Pach. Shemen, hello? Miracle of Hanukkah, hello, oil? 100, 80 and 20, pach. You're slow today. Therefore, these three letters, Sadi, Kuf, Reish, is Gimatria what? 390, which is Shemen, right? Therefore, Kate Sam Lachoshech, Kate is a Kuf. And a tzaddik. Therefore, the kates, the kuf and the tzaddik, hello, put an end to Yovan, the chashkus of Yovan. Kates on the chushach is gimachir lahadik near a makril. Kates, hello, plus chushach. Gorgeous. 190 plus 328 is gimachir 519, which is gimachir 518, which is gimachir lahadik near Chanukah. Kates, kuf times tzaddik. How much is 100 times 90? 9,000, which is Gematria 36 times Ner. How many candles are you going to be burning over Hanukkah? 36. 36 times Ner is Gematria Kuf times Tzaddik Kates. Therefore, Miketz in this week's parasha, which is Gematria Hanukkah Chofei Kislev. And Vahi Miketz Nasayim Yomim is Gematria 8 times Yom Hanukkah Makal. So something to do with this pasuk. The whole parsha, but the pasuk has to do with Chanukah. They're very simple people. Let me explain just a simple word from Pinchas Friedman, and then we'll go on to explain what Vusul Tzuchta. But he Kate. So it's dealing with Chanukah, right? Shasayim Yomim, Ufare, Chapare, Choylim. Paro has a dream. Vine, Oymin, where is he standing, Mr. Paro? Alayer, he's on the oy. Again, a dream, you can have whatever. Fine, no problem. Bit of a problem, the Zohar points out, that when Pare, this is Rosh Hashanah, when he repeats the dream to Yosef, right, he says, Zohar, he wanted to test him. And he changed what the dream was, Protim, and you go and break your head. But he knew what he really dreamt. But he told Yosef another Baba Maisa. And one of the differences between what he actually, the Torah, he saw in his dream, and what actually happens, here it says, Vihine Oimed Alayoyim. When he told Yosef, he says, "V'davar paral Yosef, b'chalimi hinini oimed al svasayor." Was he on the bank of the river Nile, or was he on the Nile? Hello, what tutu? So the emes is the Zohar says he was on the Nile, but for Yosef, he told him, "I was on the svas." And then when Yosef told him, like the truth. Ooh, you're a genius. Not only a dream interpreter, but you knew what I dreamt. Even though I told you I sold you a Baba Mises. Explains the many sauces, a gorgeous word. We say a pasuk in the Shir Shal Yom, you all know it. Tiku b'choy, by the way, when, what day of the year did Yosef go out from Beis Asur? He was brought before. Rishon, Gemara Rishon, Daf Yav. Right? Yeah? So it took place on Rosh Hashanah, right? What's that? Svas lo yodati eshma. What is Rosh Hashanah all about? Malchus Shemayim. What letter of the four letters of Yudke Vovke is connected to Midas HaMalchus? Rabbein Shem. Hey! Hey, the last hey. Hello? So Yosef, who just daven, he now had, his name was Yosef, and now he added an extra letter to give him extra wisdom. Eidos, be a Yosef somebody. Now his hey was added to his name. Oh, now ein chacham v'ram kamech, right? Svas, lo yodati. You say you are on svas hayor. I know the truth, you are on the oir. Right? Aber, therefore, I hear you saying, Svas. Aber, I know the truth, you are on the oir. At kan de bezos. Now, everyone's looking at me like I'm absolutely out of my mind. Who really cares? What's the Musar Haskel of Yiddish Hashem? It's a Meiridike Musar Haskel. Says there, Pirkos Friedman, a Meiridike Vor. When you say you're oimed, not physically to stand. Right? It means to understand. To understand, to perceive, to grasp. What was the Avodah Zorah? What was the deity, the Getchka of Mitzrayim?
The other.
The Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the difference, the contrast between Rishoyim and Sadiqim. Rishoyim stand on top of their God. Pare stands alayer. Ich bin be'emes, I'm higher than my God, my deity. I use him, I manipulate him, I play hocus pocus, magic, whatever, to bring down shefa and brachas, whatever. But really, who understand? Do I understand? We're intellectually, I understand my gadgets. I understand the kachovim and the mazolus and the kriches hateva with my brilliant whatever. And therefore, Pare says, I'm standing al hayer. I'm be'etzem higher, more significant, more important than my gadgets. And they're real. I serve them, but Be'em is there to serve me. Masha Enkin by Yankim Avinu also had a dream. A lot of people have dreams in life. Martin Luther King had a dream. Right? By Yankiv Avinu it says, Vihine Hashem Nitzav Olav. By Yankiv, the Abishter is higher than him, and he's, by Parah, he's Oymed Al Hayor. Because a tzaddik realizes that God Hashem Uhul Ma'id Ulus Nosoi Ein Cheker, that no human being could understand Gadlus Hashem. Therefore, what happened? To cut a long story short, when Pare said, I heard that you're a Pesach HaLoimis, you don't do wonderful things. So where did Yosef respond? Biladai. Elikim, Yana, Shalim, Pare. It's not me. I'm just a vehicle that can do it through the Abishter. Everything I have comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Even my wisdom, my acumen, my... Oh, so Pare learned, you got to be humble. There are a lot of people who try... We're living in a world where everything is blitus. Where the Vilna Gaon said, before Mashiach comes, it's a world of sheker. Hashem said, sheker will be chayin, and hevel will be yoifi. Everything is superficial. Even the bittel is superficial. I once heard from my Mashbir, Rabbi Yael, said a Marit Gavort, Behemo stands for bo ma. Ma is bittel, manachtu ma. Odom is gimatria ma. Right? What's the difference between behema and a mensch? But they bought behemoth's boma. The bittle of a behemoth against shrine. You know what? I'm also, not only have all the milas, boma, I have ma, I have bittle also. And all of them has it naturally, without blitus. Right? Without.
No show.
Even the bittle is, you can have a person of Belgaiva, right? He's the emes of Belgaiva, not only the Belgaiva, he's an own of also not the two. You have to ask him 20 times. You understand what I'm saying? So Pare sees the mail of Biladai of the Kim Yaner Shleim Pare. I'll also be an honor. And he tells Yosef, I was Oymid where? Al Svas Hayor. Aber Yosef knows the Ems. Right? That's falsha anova. Therefore, what letter was added to Yosef, by the way? By the way, Der Hagav. One of the things of Kuf in Lu'uma is that when you take a hay and you misappropriate it, the line, the left side goes all the way down, and you get a Kuf. Because Chazal say, the Rishoyim are trying to medame ki kuf bifnei b'nei odim, like a monkey imitates people. What the emes is the letter hay? Everyone, hay is the letter bittel. Ki biyut ki Hashem tzor ilamim. This world created with the letter Hey. Hey is a letter of Bittul. It's a Zohar Kadosh. It's a letter the less be mishosho. It has no specific. Of all the letters in the alphabet, it's the only letter that has no specific sound. It's Hevel. It's a bechina of Anova Bittul Lesley Migamei Klum. Therefore, it represents Malchus. Therefore, it says in Sforim Akdashim, there are three miluyim of Hey. Hey could be spelled Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, and Hey Yud. The first two, Miluim and Hey, is the smallest Milui that Shayach in the 22 letters of the alphabet. And there's many other, that's why, the Rakhoyder speaks about it, that's why by Avram, his initial name was Avram, and since he was an on of Ofer Ve'efer, we added a Hey. Where do we add the Hey in? He named Avram. Ram is exalted. we put the hey, which is a letter of bittul, between the resh and the mem, and now he becomes Avraham. And a letter hey, by the way, is a dalis and a little shtickle also. Dalis means what? Poor. And on the left side, it's the smallest little right? Delis could also mean, dalis could mean poor, delis could mean a door. What do you know about a door? The Rabbi Melech of Lezhensk writes, Rabbi Melech, famous word, who Yeshiv Pesach Oil. A tzaddik always believes I'm just at the gate. I'm at the beginning. I haven't entered. He's crying out, Pischul Yishari Tzaddik. I want to enter. I want to start. Begin. Right? So a hay is a dalis, a delis, a door with a little, which by the way represents Chanukah, but I got no time. The one is the mezuzah, one is, and the Chanukah, whatever, on the left side. Okay, whatever. Midas Hanover. The for Chanukah is Chanui Chay, it says in Sforum. To prepare the letter of Bittel, of whatever, a Bittel, the mezuzah Mimin, and the. Okay, fine. By the way, this is Pshat Derech Agav, difference between Paroi and. Paroi and Yosef. Is the emes, that's Klippas Yovan. What does Klippas Yovan say? Kuichi v'oitzim yodi osalias achayel hazeh. And therefore he's going, this is lashkichim teresecha. How in the world do you cause a person to forget? What do you do? Is there like a medicine you take? How do you cause people to forget their memories? No, the Gemara says in Pesachim the Samach Vov, kol ha-misyayir, if it's a chochmu, terosei misalekes mimenu. And therefore, echshichu einehem shel Yisrael. Because the Gemara says in the beginning of Chagiga that asuma be'echad me'enav is potter min ha'ri'iyah. And it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, do you need two eyes? One eye to see godless habayra, the other eye to see shiflus ha'odom. Right? You with me? And therefore, a person without the eyes is chanukah, the tikkun of both in yonam einayim. Which is the opposite of the superficiality and the external glitz of Yovel. We'll soon discuss it. Therefore, it says, Lashkichem teresecha lavir michukir tzenecha. Really, it should say, lavir michukir tzenecha, which is immediate. Lashkichem teresecha, which is, takes time. It's a, you know. And what's a chukir ritzenecha? It's amongst the millions of perushim I saw from the Makavadai and a Meridik Avort. It says, Vatim kisfula, the Divonim said to the Eden, kisfula chem al keren hasher. What do you know about an ox, a shur? An ox is a symbol, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, of industry, of working, of, right? V'rav tvuos b'koyach shor. The keren, which means the yisod of being able to amass wealth and power and rechushim and oisher, right? The Yevonim wanted to tie in, al keren asher she'ein lechem chelek, it has nothing to do with the Abishur. Where did you get your wealth? Where? Because you went to PhD school in Oxbridge and Yale, whatever, right? But I got to go. Yeah? And the MS is, that's why it says in all the Svarim HaKadoshim, on the millions of answers in the Beis Yosef's Kasha, right? Many of the answers, that really the first night was the Metzias HaPach. The Metzias HaPach was not a Nes, whatever. It's Teva. But the whole vortier is that Teva is also from the Abishur. If you... The famous Kasha, the Achpri Tvuah, the Liskarov asks, if we're reckoning 8 nights of Chanukah, so you're reckoning the first night, the Metzias HaPach Gufa, to be like a Nes, and that we have a principle that what more the Eibishter could be my Nes is Odif, so the Eibishter should have given them a Pach, right, which has a big one with eight nights. No, it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, many places, you can't get a Nes Nigla until your first Mamin that the Teva is also a Nes. That if you believe in the Abish, that everything that happens in Teva is really a Nes Nista from the Rabbi Nishlelem. He's pulling the strings. Then you're, so the first night, the miracle was that they believed in a Bina, Lahavin Dover, Mitzich Dover. They understood that the Metzias HaPach Guf is a miracle, even though it's Benister. And from that they were Zoicha. That they found the path after Nas and they subsequent to Hashanah. Where does a person get this emunah from? This emunah comes from the koyach of Torah. When you start thinking like a Jew, there's a famous word for Mechel's Lotcher. The Gemara says in Chulin that Torah mitashteshes koyach shel Adam. What does it mean? It literally makes a person weak. Torah says the Mechel's Lotcher. Torah weakens the koyach of koyach v'oitzam yodi. because you begin to understand that there's an Abish in the world. And therefore, says the Machaveh in the Tat, Lashkicham Torah Secha, when you don't have a Torah outlook on life, therefore, Lavira Mechuke Ritzaynecha. What does the word Chuk mean as per the Gemara in Beyad after Zayin? Chuk Lishud Mezainit. They wanted that Yidin should think, should not understand that the chukim, the parnosa, the gel, the rechush of a Yid, the chasim, is really ritznecha according to the Abishur and not the kichi v'itzim yodi osli zachayel azel. Therefore, who were these Yavonim in a nutshell? There was a once an Anglo-Jewish novelist. I don't know how he came to such a deher, but the beautiful word. I always say this word, the Chanukah, the friar people. The difference between Hellenism, this clash of civilizations, and Yiddishkeit lahavdil, is the Hellenists worshipped the holiness of beauty, and the in Yiddishkeit worships the beauty of holiness. Yavon is yaftalikim liyefes, external superficial beauty. The Stachina Rebbe says it's not that the Yavonim didn't want to throw out Eden from Eretz Yisrael. They didn't even want to force the Jews to worship Avodah Zorah. They wanted to bring in this oldest form. They wanted to bring in Chochmas Chitzonius, Minus Kfira. That there's Teva. Teva is something I understand, I appreciate, I get GCSE in it, Ofsted appreciates it. Gewaldig, Teva, Teva, Teva. Right? Therefore, the Mesetta Zerakoy disruptions, what is the Mili of Yovan Yudvav Nun? Is Gimatria Chochmah. Right? And the opposite of, they didn't want to destroy Yiddishkeit, they appreciated 102 years before the Nes of Chanukah, right, the Gderis of Chanukah, already they translated the Torah into Greek. And the Olam was Choshuch for 3 days and three nights. And Chazal say the day that the Torah was translated into Greek was Koshel Yom Yisrael, like the day that they worshipped the Egel Azov. We'll soon discuss what's the connection. Gesunter hate learn Torah, appreciate Torah. We appreciate Torah. We know that Torah is most supreme wisdom known to mankind, right? But it's Torah of what human can understand. Anything that I can't understand, I can't deal with. You want to do mitzvahs, edus. You want to do mishpat, do the right. Aber chukim ritzaynecha, chukim I can. You know what? They can even handle chukim. Doesn't say lavira mi chukecha. You want to make a cheshbon, I'll be logic, that sometimes somebody knows better than you, so a claim shika Talmud doesn't have all the facts at hand, so he doesn't understand why his Rebbe said something, but I know my Rebbe is batting 1,000, everything he said came true, so I'm willing to bow my head and do what my Rebbe tells me, even though I don't understand why he said this, but it makes sense to follow someone who's sagacious and wise and profound. So to tell you that there are mitzvahs that I don't understand the reason, but the Ebrister knows the reason, I'm also willing to do. Aber chukei ritzaynecha, that the mitzvah, the chukim, come from the Ratzon Hashem, which is lemaila from Tam Vadas, even Tam Vadas of Kedusha, that they can handle. That's the diuk. That they can handle. It's al derech, and you learn Torah because like al derech, the famous Bach Hayadu and Siman Mem Zayin. The Churban came b'shalei borchu b'Torah tchilo, right? The Gemara Nedarim, that they were willing to learn Torah without the Eibishter, without the Likus, without the Kedush V'Tayra of Torah, right? That's Greece. That is mamish chokma, superficiality, etc., etc. Therefore, the pasuk says Hishtachvu Lashem b'Hadras Kodesh. Everyone knows about Freya, Rashi Tevis Kabbalah. Chilu miponov kol ha'aretz Rashi Tevis Chochma. You could have Kabbalah, you could have Chochma, right? What's the simple taitch in the words? Hishtachvu, bow down, prostrate yourself. Chilu, tremble. You want to come to Chochma, you want to come to whatever, you have to be willing to mekabel, you have to have hachno, you understand, you don't understand. Greece is Chochma without Yerushalayim. In fact, the words chilu miponov kol ha'aretz is Gimatria Schaefer. Schaefer. You blowing Rosh on a horn, yeah. What do you know about a Schaefer? It's Charodes, Emes Hadin, Malchus Shemayim, right? What does the word Schaefer actually mean? Shafru. What does Shafru mean? No, beautify. Shapir means beauty. Hello? The Greeks also were into Schaefer, but a Schaefer of superficial beauty. Therefore, Yavon, if you scramble the letters, you get the word Noi, which is beauty. And this is a beauty which is Sheker Achein and Hevel Ayefi. Greeks are Chitzonim. You know what a Chitzon means?
External.
External, superficial, tangential, I don't know what the word is. Outside. A Chitzon. You know the word Chitzon? Remendel Shklover, the Talmud of the Gra, says, made of two words. The outer letters are Chein. Chein. Idol in the levels of Chitzon is Yud Tzadik Vov, which is Gimatria Yefi. And on this, on Greece, we say Sheker Achein Ve'Evo Yefi. Rabbi Ram Shor says Nefesh plus Oyer is Gimatria 676. Hello? Yes? 676, which is Gimatria Yiras Hashem. Yeah? Sheker Nefesh plus Choshech is Gimatria in the Choshech. That's the Azus, the superficial, the opposite of Busha. Bavur tia yirasi al pedechem, which is busha levilti techato. Person busha from the Abishu. So Greece is external, chitzoinistic. Yiddishkeit is to develop a pnimistic relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And once you realize that, then that which is on the outside, the superficial, is irrelevant. The pasuk says kol choshech lo yachshich mimcha. The darkness is not dark mimcha. Says the Kosher Glover, b'shem the Narasasvi, b'shem the Kotzker, when is the darkness irrelevant? When a Yid knows that the darkness is Mimcha. The fascinating vort, Ram Shor brings from the Chaim Yisrael. You know, it says they found a partial shaman, which was Munach b'chois Moshel. Anyone know what it said on this choisim? Can go wrote a signature? Yankel Todros going, what's on? With Choyput. So the Chaim Yisrael says, I have no, these are like things which are, which is beyond me. The Choysim on the seal, on the Pach, which is Hashem and Tor, was the letters after Elohim. Elohim is Aleph, Lamed, Yud, Kei, Yud, Mem, right? The letters afterward is Beis, Mem, Vav, Chaf, Nun, which happens to be a shame, whatever, which I know nothing of. Irrelevant. What do I care? What's the lesson to us? Elohim is Gimatria, as everyone knows, Hateva. How do you come to the Shemin Zayezoch, which is Torah? Stand above the Elohim, the Hateva. Realize that everything which happens in your life, in your real estate deals, in your business, in your whatever, is Bimuchen from the Rabbeinu Shalom, Bimcha Akol, everything. And therefore, the din of Chanuk is Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. What does regal? Regal, it says in the parashah Rimoinu from the Ramak, refers to emuna, as Sforim say, the Maggid says, without emuna, a person has no mind; he can't stand. Ashetichla regal minashuk. When people stop having emuna in the marketplace, in the power of the pound and the dollar and the UU and the euro and the all the structure things, right? Ashetichla regal minashuk. That's when Chanukah, Karen Ashur, you know what Ashur is? I won't get explain it. There's a rabbi in Borough Park of a hole. Even today, when you speak in the news, sometimes you hear, right? When the market, the stock market is going up, what do they call it?
A bull market.
Why a bull market? That's the Karen Ashur. You think your life is totally in some guy on the, whatever, in the Wall Street Journal. It's all baloney. The Iker of Yiddishkeit is to find that whatever happens, there's an Eberster. And to the Eberster, a person is bottle. It says, where does Chanukah come from? Then Avraham Avinu tells Yankiv, V'nishtachve v'nelcha akoy. Akoy refers to the 25th day, which is Chanukah. And therefore the Yud Gimel Shtachavois, the Mishnah says in Midas, Arkenege, the Yud Gimel Pirtzis in the Choymin, the Soyrik, etc. And therefore the Iker is of Chanukah. Greeks are, it has to make sense to me. You know what to be? We are supposed to be an Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem is Gimatria Amunah. Right? Amunah. The Elikenu. Hashem Elikenu. Elikenu is also Gimatria Amunah. Gimatria Eved Hashem. The Iker is to be an Eved Hashem. Durch and Durch. To work with Pnimius. And not to worry about what people say. And what the Welt says. And the superficial, external, the glitz and the on the outside. Therefore, Chanukah kiyadua is the midah, is the tikkun of the midah hoid. Hoid miloshin moidim. Chazal say moidah mikhal de pligi. There's no machlikas. In other words, the only time you have a hoidah is b'mochim hachosha. When a person could deny it, it's not evidence, right? It's not obvious. It's not glaring. And you got to search and find, right? So you're living in an oilam, miloshin helen, concealment. And in this oilam of teva, you have to find that alikeinu and Hashem echad, the same avaya that still for an abishur lemaylam and a teva. And if that's the central theme of Chanukah, that Nes and Teva really is one. The opposite of Yovan, which is Chitzoinius, the Chachmas, the Umazah, Muskolos. If the Maral famously says, what is the gematria of Yovan? Where did Yovan have a Shlita? Timukol HaShmanim Sheba, where? Didn't say that. You have a different Gemara. Timukol HaShmanim Sheba Heichel. What's the gematria of Heichel? 65. What is the gematria of Yovan again? So Yovan has a shlit on the Hegel, because the Hegel is on the outside. What did we do? Bnei Bina Yimei Shmeina, Bina's Gimatria 67. So in the place of people, what does Bina mean? Says Rashi, Lahovin Dovar, Mitirk Dovar. Don't look at the superficial, at the Chitzonius. Look deeper in something, right? Therefore, Halel, Kovavos Nespa Halel of Edo, Halel is on the Nes Nigla, Shemen. Haido is in something which is b'derech hateva, tenes mechusa, right? But that's what halal is about. Look deeper. Therefore, Yovan is gimachia galgal, 66. There's a galgal of teva, achoyze b'oil gechovim mazolus. They didn't believe higher than that. And therefore, by the way, what happened here? I have no time to elaborate, really. When they were tamed at the hekel, the external part of the bias, you have to go and find the Chuyis Mishal Kohen Gadol, which refers to the Abishter, refers to Avram, Rish Maminim, refers to... Where does the Kohen Gadol go into? He's connected to what? The Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's called in Unzer Sprach, or in the Gemara even, Lifnai V'Lifnim. When a person is connected to Pnimius, that's a place where there's no magetame of a goy of Yovan, and that's a place that can't be metamed shman. The ikur is divorced is pnimius Yiddishkeit versus the chitzonius of, and that was the sefer came out from Rabbi Ruchem Olshin, Roshiva of Lakewood. Says why was there a 3 days of darkness by Targum Hashivim, and it's compared to Cheto Egel, which is like the source. So he brings him Rav Dessler, Sifzichayim. What was the chet, the kitzer of the eagle? They wanted a memutza. They wanted an intermediary. They said, "Zeh Moshe Yishli Adayna Mahayaloi. Moshe is a chadhaga l'mayilim and a teva nisis miracles kriyas kamsum." Now, obviously, the Abishu took Moshe, so the new one hog of teva. Teva, you need a memutza. So they worshipped an eagle. Where did the eagle come? Who's the father of the eagle? The shor. What do you know about a shor? One of the four faces in the Merkava. There's Pnei Aryeh Aliyamin, Pnei Shor Alasmo. What's the difference? Says Rav Dessler. Pnei Aryeh is Hanogen Nisus. Pnei Shor, again, market, Rav Kedra, is Derech Hateva. They thought they're going to Meshabed themselves to Derech Hateva. By doing so, they knew there's an Abishu's Alikod Alikaya. But in this world, you got to work through the Kav Mazolus, you got to work through Teva, you got to work through nature. What will the Shrigger say? What will your wife say? Right? Once you start bringing a Mutsoim, and you don't have the Yishakeni Minashiku Spiu, which is the deepest Soyda Satoira, right? Then you're getting a middleman involved, right? And you're bringing a Churb. The infinity, the Ein Sof, the Kedush Vatara of Torah, finished. When you says the Chum Sofer, everyone says this. When you translate the Torah into Greek, you have the Pshat. There's nothing wrong with Pshat. But a person who says there's only Pshat, as they often say, is a tippish. Scramble the letters. There's a Meiridik of Vort in Divrei Yisrael from the Mojitzer. He says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Al Shorv, Al Chamor, Al Sev, Al Salmo, Al Kol Aved Asher Yoimar, Kiyuza. What's going on here? Says there's all kinds of dinim in the Torah. Al Shorv, Al Chamor, Al Sev, Al Salmo, all Avedis, Shorv, Al Zapar. Oh, but if a person says the greatest pesha that could possibly be, a goldvar pesha, is asher yoimer kihuza. If a person says, thus is thus, Torah deals with the shur, the chamor, the kiyach mishpar, and a person ma'anas of b'sula, that's what Torah is about, that's what the Malach HaShar has wanted. There's no great al kol devar pesha is when you say ki yuzeh your moed mitzvahs. I believe in this part of the Torah, secrets, premiums of Torah I don't want. And that is the cause of the churban. And by translating the Torah into Greek, where you only got the pshat, and you don't have the depth that for 3 days represents remez drushin sod. I can't remember where I saw it, but that's what I'm saying. That is the ultimate churban of the chachma yevonis into Torah. I have no time to elaborate. But the point is, in our, what should we learn from this, in Avodas Hashem, we live in a generation, I really want to be married from this, we live in a generation, we don't have Hellenists today. Baruch Hashem, in unser heimische Kreis, we don't have Maskilim today, in our Reformed Rabbis today, Baruch Hashem, we're all Erlich, we're all from. Oh, but there's so much Sheker under the guise of whatever. Right? I often say, there used to be down Cheadle Hill Road, there was a store called Woolworth, all of a sudden. Remember? And they used to have Halloween, Halloween costumes. And today everything is health and safety, litigation, get sued. So they had a Superman costume. So on the bag was a warning. Wearing this costume does not enable you to fly. And it's such a power, there's so much chitzunius where Sheker is chayim and Hevel is Yofi today. And you have to reiterate that the Iker is to develop Chanukah, time of Tefillah, time of Torah Shavuot Peh, of Seidus HaTorah, Pnimius HaTorah, I have no time to elaborate, is a time to develop a Pnimiusdika relationship. I'll tell you one story, I'll leave you with one story. I was speaking to this kid live in New York. I told two stories, actually. I don't have two stories, short stories. There was one, the Rebbe used to live when he first became Rebbe in a flat, in an apartment building, President corner of New York. And there was a kid, a little kid, you know, from Gera Cheder. And Gera is a very, very sharp, as you may know. They're very cuts, you know, very sharp. This kid, like 8 years old, 9 years old, he's collecting money for whatever it's like. So he bangs on the bell, rang the door. The Rebbe said, answers. Can I speak to the Balabos, please? Okay. The Rebbe was sitting there. He was learning with a shirt. 20,000 sforim, a whole aram of sforim on the table. So the Rebbe gave him whatever. And then I said, Yingle, what did you learn today in Cheder? So he wanted to get a Gera. He had to give a shtech. So he said, my Rebbe taught me that malahalim be'ima b'yirah b'reses b'ziyav kan, a person has to learn Torah with gevaldig yirashamayim, and you shouldn't learn in a shorts, you have to wear a jacket. He had no idea who he was talking to, right? So the Rebbe just smiled, and my Rebbe taught me that the ikr is not the externals, but the internal. This is a similar story. They once were the Rebbe in his house, when he moved to a house, the air conditioner broke. The Rebbe liked it very cold, whatever. So you had to get an air conditioner repairman. So you get those plenty of Lubavitchers, but which Lubavitcher is going to go to the Rebbe's house and be cheating? They won't do a good job. He's sitting there, Akavis has done it all night. They got a Sapner guy from Borough Park to come in. They told him the address. He went, he did the job. The Rebbe's, the Bashmak paid him. The Rebbe's was a very regal woman. She wanted to invite him to, so he invited the repairman to have a cup of tea, whatever, with a Mazoinus. Fine. He's sitting there talking afterwards. He's a very nice guy. I didn't have a clue which house, whose house it is. So he turns to the Rebbitzin and he says, is it true to assume, I've been to Kranach before on different jobs, you're repairing whatever, electrical goods, is it true to say that most Jews who live in Crown Heights are Lubavitch Chassid? Are Lubavitch Chassid, most people in Crown Heights? Today, I'm sorry, yeah? The Rebbitzin said, yeah, it's true. Am I correct to assume that this house is one of the exceptions in that Lubavitcher family? So the Rebbitzin said to someone, My husband's a Shneiris, my father's a Shneiris, my mother's a Shneiris, like Deirah, Deirah, all are in Zaydis, and Elter Zaydis, and Babas, all are in. So she looks at him and says, what makes you assume that this is not a Lubavitcher house? So the Bituma, like a simple repairman, says, the only house I've ever been to in Heights was a picture of the Rebbe on the wall. The Rebbe is a very smart woman, very sharp, very smart. She says to him, the picture of the Rebbe, the image, has to be not on the wall, it has to be in your heart. And the same thing, everything of Yiddishkeit, we live in a world of everything is bumper stickers, a chitzonius, whatever. The ikar in Yiddishkeit is the Torah has to be chosvei maluach libecha inaveinig, pnimius, and that's how Kal Yisrael is gaber over the chitzonius of Chachmas, chitzonius of Yavan, and we're zoicha to the archodah shall see in Torah, v'nizki chulonu yachad v'nehir lo'ir yomi. Yeah.